Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur from Hungary and the United Kingdom, Brigitta Bekasi. Brigitta, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Brigitta is the CEO and founder of an international fitness brand called Beautyrobic. She's the founder of several companies like Media Attractiveness, Signco LLC. She's an author, and she's been recognized and awarded many times. So, Brigitta, let's talk about Beautyrobic. Tell me a little bit about this company.
Yeah, Beautyrobic, actually, it's, for me, it was a, how can I say it, a company which I made it for myself. Mm-hmm. So it's a fitness brand, and the reason how this brand was born, that I didn't find any fitness style which was suited for my style. So that's why I decided that I wanted something perfect for me. Mm-hmm. And how Beautyrobic was born. Beautyrobic is a special workout for women. Mm-hmm. And it's a mix the hard workout, so which is effective workout, mm-hmm. I can say, with the feminine movements. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's really important that nowadays many women cannot find solution mm-hmm. for workout which can be effective and both feminine. Mm-hmm. And I combine these two things, and I created Beautyrobic. And for the Beautyrobic, I can tell that we not only put emphasis only for the body, but also we put emphasis for the mind. Because okay. I believe that these two can work together. It means that if you don't feel confident with your mind, no matter how perfect is your body, the result won't be the same. Won't be good, won't be amazing. And I want the people to be a whole, like in a holistic approach, you know, whole, attractive and confident and feel good. So the well-being part is really important, because if the people are happy and if they feel confident, you know, they can, I think they can, how can I say it? They can rule the world.
Very well said. So tell me how, you know, you said this was specially for women, and this was done more to, you know, because it suited you. Can you give me one or two differences that are there between your plan yeah. and what others have?
Yeah, actually, it contains a lot of isolations. Mm-hmm. And that's why many people who like dancing, belly dance. Mm-hmm. They love Beautyrobic, because some of the movements, you know, like the isolations, are really similar to the belly dance movements. Okay. But it combines with effective workouts. So we put emphasis, you know, to the different body parts, which is mm-hmm. important for the women. And these two combination, which makes it unique.
Interesting. So, Brigitta, one of the questions that is often asked is, what is the meaning of fitness? Because it is different for everybody.
Yes. I think if I should describe this, I would say the well-being. So it's overall well-being. This is, for me, what is fitness. Mm-hmm. And that's why I told you that in our program, we not only put emphasis on the body, but also on the mind. Because for the well-being, these two needs to work together. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the result won't come.
Okay. What we've also seen over the last few years, and now especially during the pandemic, people have become very conscious of fitness. Yes. How do people determine what is right for them?
First of all, you know that you told that the people become conscious about fitness now. The reason, because the pandemic and the self-quarantine especially put a lot of challenges to us. Because you know that we needed to spend more time with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And for many people, it caused problems. because they forget to take care of themselves. Because in the everyday life before pandemia, you know, we were rushing all the time. We need to run to the workplaces. We had a lot of meetings with others. So even if we had any problem with ourselves, we forget it. But in the pandemia, these mental issues really came out. And that's the reason I think that the people put more emphasis on the fitness, not only because of they wanted to take care of their body or because they had more time to take care of their body, but also they felt that they need something which can level them up, which can fill them up with energy, with life. And if you are moving, because the body and the mind has a so much connection, if you are moving, if you are taking care of your body, it also affects to your mental health.
Well said. And along with fitness comes nutrition.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So tell me, how do I determine, or I mean, how does one determine what is the right nutrition and what is the right fitness need that I should work
on? Yes, okay. So I think that it depends on the people, because when you decide that what kind of fitness program you choose and what kind of nutrition program you choose, you need to make attention to certain things. And I will tell you what are these things. First of all, you need to take care that what is your opportunity. Because, for example, in the pandemia, if somebody liked to go to the group fitness, but it was, you know, masson, then it means that they could not go. So they needed to check the opportunities, what they can do. Or if you like, for example, some fitness style which is far from your home, obviously you won't travel every day 2 hours just for doing workouts. So that's why, you know, it's you need to skip that. You need to check that what is your opportunities. Also, I think, and this is one of the most important things, you need to enjoy what you do. So both if we are talking about the fitness or if we are talking about the nutrition part, if you hate something, if it's a suffer for you to do or to eat it, for sure, you cannot do it for long term. And that's why I don't really believe in the strict diets or when the people are always hungry, because, you know, you can keep it for a short time, but you cannot keep it for a long time. So the fitness and the overall well-being means that you need to find something which fills you up and not something which drags you down. So that's why it's important. You need to find nutrition which you like, which you find tasteful. And of course, I really believe that you are what you eat. So you need to choose among healthy foods.
Correct. And, you know, I also wanted to ask you a question. Beauty aerobic must be seen by people of different ages. Do the needs change as one gets older? For both health, fitness, and nutrition?
Yeah, you know that I think definitely yes. The needs changes because the people are constantly changing. So it's not only connected with the age, but it's a natural behavior of the people that we are all the time changing. And it can happen that one thing we enjoy and then we just feel bored and then we, you know, choose something else. That's why, you know, when you want to self-improve, it's not just a one-time action, but it's a constant improvement in your life. It's a lifelong learning journey because you need to check yourself all the time. But regarding to beauty aerobic, you know, beauty aerobic, it's a special workout that is specialized for women, which means that we put emphasis all the needs that women can come up in their life. And we are also put a big emphasis on the self-confidence, because I think it's really important. So not only femininity and the health part, but also the self-awareness, the self-confidence, which is also important. I think this is a lifelong importance, because self-awareness is, we need it.
Well said. Well said. Now, Brigitta, coming to nutrition, does Buterobic also talk about nutrition needs of women?
Yes, because we have a holistic approach, and nutrition, as you said, it's a really important part of the well-being and of the fitness. So we're teaching women how to eat well. And, you know, I was analyzing this part. I was studying a lot about nutrition and the different diet methods in the nutritions, because nowadays, you know, a lot of trendy diets come up and some disappear, some staying. And I can tell you that it's really hard nowadays to say that what is the one which is perfect, because even the scientists, they cannot find, you know, that which one is the best. Because if, for example, I don't eat meat, you know, and the vegetarianism, veganism is something which nowadays come up, and there is tons of science behind it, that why it's healthy. But also, I was reading a tons of science why it's unhealthy. So, you know, it's hard to decide that which is a good part, or the paleo diets, which is totally the opposite of vegetarianism or vegans, because it's full of meat, or the keto diet. So that's why I said that I always say the girls that they need to listen themselves, their inner voice. They, if you eat, you can see the sign, the feedback from your body, that how your body reacts to the food. And if you don't feel good, if you are all the time tired, if you are stressful, if you are, you know, you cannot lose weight, of course, it's a sign that you don't do something well and you need to change. And that's why when you asked me first time that what about the nutrition and how people should eat, I suggested that we need to try to eat with clean eating.
Correct.
So we are what we eat, so we need to take care and put emphasis on the foods what we eat. We need to put emphasis that where these fruits come from, if it's, you know, clean and healthy. I love vegetables and fruits, so I believe that everybody should eat them. And I was reading one interesting thing, and I would like to share it with you, because I'm also studying beauty nutrition as well. And they said that in the nature, those foods which is good for the humans are also really, how can I say, seductive for the women. So if you, for example, look at one fruit or one vegetable, it can be so beautiful. We can have a feeling that we want to taste it. It's, you know, the nature teach us that how we can pick up and choose that what it's good for us. So if you find one food attractive and delicious and tasteful, it can be a good sign that it's good.
Very interesting. And, you know, you'd spoke about you being a vegan. I'm also a vegan. And I would love to get your view on how important is veganism for our fitness.
You know that, first of all, this is one of the questions which is against the veganism, because, you know, they say that if somebody do sports, they need proteins and the protein is in the meat. So why you eat veganism? But I believe, and not only believe, but I was studying that there are plenty of other foods like legumes. How do you pronounce it?
Legumes, yeah.
Legumes, which is, you know, good, full of protein, and it's good for the body, and it's a plant-based. So even it can be perfect in a vegan diet, and it can be good for the sports. The reason why I decided I don't want to eat meat, it's more, you know, because I love animals, and I I really believe in that, you know, we need to live together.
Correct. Correct. Well said. So my next question to you, Brigitta, is about yoga. Does yoga also find a place in beauty aerobic?
We have some yoga movements in beauty aerobic. I love yoga anyway, because I think it's really perfect. And the main things which I really love in yoga, it's the message behind that it's not only, and also like beauty aerobic, it's not only contains movements, you know, for the body and for the health, but it also help the people find their inner peace, their inner balance. And I think this is really important, because when we're talking about fitness, we need to think about the people as a whole. So it means not only the body, but the mind. I all the time and constantly repeat it, I know, but the reason is because I think it's really important. We need emphasis on the whole, because the goal for the fitness is the well-being. Correct. And not only the perfect body. So we need to enjoy our life here. And it's really important that we need to serve our body and our mind.
Very interesting. I've got one more question on beauty aerobic before we move to the next area. The young people, and you're probably a part of them, the millennials and the Gen Zs, how are they changing fitness norms in the world?
I think the young people are more aware, first of all, and second, for them, it's more natural that the fitness needs to be the part of our life. So while I remember that when I started to, you know, teach fitness, my grandmother was upset that why I'm visiting a class to work. If I want to work, I should go to the garden, you know, and I don't know how to say it.
Understand.
And it's workout. So for them, you know, that generation, the workout and the importance of the fitness was not that huge. But nowadays, it's absolutely natural that the people know that if you want to be healthy for a long time, if you want to feel good for a long time, if you want to feel young for a long time, you need to take care of your body as well. And of course, your mind as well.
Very interesting. So, Brigitta, I have time for one or two more questions. Let me move to one of your other companies, and maybe you can just tell me briefly about the company, which is Cyanco LLC.
Yes.
What do you do there?
Yes, Cyanco LLC is actually really interesting, because as you mentioned about me, I'm awarded in many times, but I'm not only awarded, but I have a lot of other, how can I say it, title in my life. Because I really believe in serving people. Okay. And I'm a mentor in two mentorship programs in Hungary and one mentorship program in UK. And also I am the Budapest leader, the Hungarian leader of the American Hungarian Chamber.
Okay.
And American Hungarian Chamber of New York. Mm-hmm. This is the name.
Yeah.
And we had one meeting with them, and I met with American investors. And with one of the investor, I created a company, and he is American, but he came originally from India. And our company, I cannot tell too much details, because it's still on the working mode, and you know, in USA, this kind of, you know, you cannot talk why it's not come up. It's
I understand.
It's in a health and beauty sector, and we will come up with a really interesting product in the sector, really unique product. And the reason why I think it can be interesting for the audience, that if the people open and doing networking, you never know where you find somebody, you know, who you can create something interesting. So I think it's really important that if somebody wants to do something, we need to open to meet with new people. Like, for example, how you do with this podcast, it's amazing because you can build a lot of network all around the world.
Correct.
Important because this is how life should work, that we need to create something value and we need to find the people who can believe the same path like what we believe.
Well said. Well said. So we should have time for one more question.
Okay.
And this question is for the many, many people who will listen to us. What would you say are three lessons that our viewers and listeners can take back from our conversation?
So it's that, what is the three life
lessons? Three life lessons, absolutely. Whatever lessons that you think you want to give.
Okay. First of all, I already mentioned it, the networking. Mm. I think we as a human, we are social animal, you know how they say it. And we need each other to build something big, to become better. And we need to learn how to work together with other people in team, because everybody, everywhere, you know, the people, if we want to be successful, if we want to be outstanding, we need to learn how to deal with other people.
Correct.
Actually, this is what I teach in my book, because I made analysis and I realized that no matter in which area of the life we are talking, in the relationship, in the social part, in the career, in the business part, if we learn how to deal with other people, if we learn how to become charismatic, how we become attractive for the other person. And when I'm talking about attractiveness, I'm not talking about the appearance, but talking about overall, that the other people think that, wow, this person was something special, something unique. If we learn how to be like this, we will get the trust for the other people and they will choose us, they will pick us, even in the relationships, even in the business, even in the career. So this is really important, that we need to learn to deal with the other people. The other thing, I believe that the people need to put emphasis both on body and the mind. So the fitness and the well-being, it's the combination of these things. And of course, in the soul as well.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we need to put emphasis and thinking about ourselves in a holistic approach. Because if we, you know, it's like a basement. It's like the basement for the house. If you are not healthy, for example, in the body or in the mind, no matter what any other goal you have, you cannot focus on that. Just imagine if you have something serious, illness. Everything in the world become, you know, not important. Absolutely. You only focus on curing. And it's the same. So you need to take time. You need to put emphasis on these things. And the third one, which I would like to tell, that the life is not about the goals, but about the journey. So I will repeat it. So the life is not about the goals, but about the journey. So it's really important that no matter what you are doing, you need to enjoy the journey as well. You need to find the happiness in the journey while you are working towards the goal. Because this is how you can be, you can keep up the work, you can do long-terming. And we have, you know, the life, we are here, we need to enjoy every day. We need to be grateful for this.
Very, very well said. Bridget, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about Beauty Aerobic and the importance of mental well-being, physical fitness, and fitness of the soul. Thank you for talking to me at such length about how you have customized so many different forms of fitness for women. Thank you for talking to me about your forthcoming project, Sainco, and I'm sure it'll be a big success. And thank you for sharing with me your three lessons. Thank you again, and good luck.
I thank you for the invitation, and good luck for you and for everybody. Thanks. Just go on.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.